This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 1st, 2007. I'm Paul Plagg. Layoffs at Sinoswaringen are fueling renewed rumors that continued production of the company's SJ-30-2 business jet is in jeopardy. Spokesman Mark Fairchild confirmed the news, but wouldn't say how many employees were furloughed. Quote, "We've had some restrictions throughout the company. We're trying to get streamlined," unquote. Two West Virginia newspapers say the number is about 77, with around 43 workers fired at the Martinsburg plant. The facility manufactures body components, including the fuselage, wings, and tail assemblies. The company's assembly plant and headquarters are in San Antonio. The Taiwanese government, which is the majority shareholder in the plane maker, has failed in its last two attempts to secure new investors for the Sinoswaringen Aircraft Corporation. As ANN reported, about 100 Sino workers in San Antonio were laid off last August. Another 38 layoffs came in Martinsburg. Citing reports circulating at AirVenture last week, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association reports that Piper Aircraft may soon swap hands. In response to the AOPA report, on Monday, Piper Aircraft spokesman Steve Johnston said the company would not comment, but he did little to quash the rumors. Quote, "As we have said many times before, Piper is and will continue to be for sale under the right circumstances," unquote. According to the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, Piper sold 61 aircraft in the second quarter of 2007 for revenues of an estimated $46.4 million. That builds on the 43 sales and $32.5 million in revenue reported in the first quarter. Combined with Piper's partnership with Honda to assist in manufacturing the Honda jet, announced last year at AirVenture, Piper Aircraft today is a far more attractive potential purchase than it was 4 years ago. Stay tuned. An AH-64 Apache helicopter made an emergency landing Tuesday after coming under fire over eastern Baghdad. Media reports indicate the two crew members were safely evacuated. U.S. military officials said the helicopter was over the predominantly Shiite New Baghdad district when it came under small arms fire. The extent of the damage to the helo is not known at this time. The crew members were taken to a U.S. military hospital for evaluation. Tuesday's downing came hours after an MQ-1 Predator UAV crashed while landing Monday night at Balad Air Base. The unmanned aircraft was returning from an armed reconnaissance mission for coalition ground forces in the area. Both incidents are under investigation. On Tuesday, the National Transportation Safety Board recommended that the Federal Aviation Administration take additional steps to verify that commercial aircraft operators follow up on maintenance discrepancies through a comprehensive engineering evaluation. Those recommendations stem from the December 2005 crash of a Grumman G-73T Turbo Mallard operated by Chalk's Ocean Airways. The NTSB says that continued fuel leaks on the right wing, addressed at the time by applying sealants, quote, were repeated indicators of structural damage inside the right wing. The board says the recurring leaks should have tipped Chalk's employees to the looming structural failure that later brought the aircraft down in government cut near Miami, Florida. All 20 people aboard that plane were killed. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. NASA faces glitches with two upcoming launches. United Airlines pilots protest the company's executive compensation. And United reports no trouble filling pilot vacancies. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, it's part two of FAA Administrator Marion Blakey at Oshkosh, including her question and answer session with the audience. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our AeroCasts. You can find them on iTunes, iPodder, and Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.